Let me ask you, in this Elvis Cathedral, can we get married? I mean, really? I think we already are, but come to Vegas. Why not? It's just us and a few drunk friends. You say you want diamonds and a ring of gold. You say you want your story to remain untold. All the promises. Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs and heels. She said, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." I said, "Hey honey, take a walk on the wild side, because everyone is welcome here. All the burlesque artists in this city, welcome to our show. Everyone, welcome in our show. Whatever you do, like that. That's probably enough. We're going to try at this time every night to play some songs from our other albums. I don't remember Walk on the Wild Side being on one of our albums. And we actually are still on Rattlin' Home because we loved it last night. Hope you don't mind. Let me introduce you to a man who became a fan of U2 on the Pop album in 1998. Not only a fan, a man who became a student of Larry Mullen Jr. We send our love to this evening, an injured man whom we love, utterly love. He now holds a PhD. Actually, can I say this? When we were rehearsing in Dublin, I wasn't at the first few days. It's a singer thing. Real musicians like to get on with their real musician stuff. And anyway, I came in on the third day and I was talking to Edge and Adam, asking them how was it going. And in came this big man, this just incredible man. Now my first reaction was, he's too tall. That'll never work. He's too good looking. And I looked at him, he looked at me, and the first words out of his Dutch mouth was, he says, oh, there is a fourth member of U2. Bram Vandenberg on the drums. Sitting in, standing in. Is there anything you would like to say tonight?